I wish I would have the confidence to be able to do that.
To weaponize
to
it?
To just be like,
like, weaponize your breasts.
Yes, like how fun would that be? To get someone's attention, just like, yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
Apple has announced the next episode of Shut Up and Take My Money.
Yeah.
The new iPhone 17 will be out very soon.
And their Apple Watch and their AirPods.
AirPods, yeah.
iPads, all the new stuff that you can throw your money away at.
One cool thing they're doing is they have AirPods that I guess it uses artificial intelligence to translate any language that you're around. In real time.
It's kind of amazing. That's kind of like a sci-fi movie. Like, it can translate for you and tell it to you in your own language. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Tell my girlfriend Melissa, saying, now you can go to the nail salon and know what they're really saying about you.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're going to hate that.
Ethnic restaurants, they're talking in their native tongue, and you're like, I think they're just ordering more food.
Right.
Hey, I heard that. I heard that. Also, the new iPhone is supposed to be much thinner than any other iPhone before.
Yeah, the cameras really stick out, it looks like.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's supposed to be a super thin phone, which oddly is great news for people who like to smuggle phones into prison in their butt. It'll be a lot more comfortable for them.
You probably don't want to ordered the Max.
Yeah.
You probably want to get the smaller screen.
Yeah, you don't need a splurge.
So if you had a photo up your butt on your bingo card for today, go ahead and fill that one out.
I don't know if they mention that in specifically.
I think they did. Okay. Tim Apple said that, that was one of the selling features.
Oh, this is another feature that we didn't mention. The newest AirPods have a lose themselves feature.
Oh, that'll be handy.
As soon as you purchase them, they go flying down a sewer grate.
Right. Now you don't have to rely on your children to lose them for you.
Exactly.
Yourself.
Yeah. They lose themselves.
There you go.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
They did a survey and found out what fans of what NFL team drink the most.
Ooh. Okay.
Surprisingly, it is not the Titans at number one.
Shocking.
Even though we do have a team you have to drink pretty. Maybe they've just gone beyond alcohol and they're,
The Titans didn't have enough fans to pull from.
Surprisingly, it's the Arizona Cardinals. Their fans drink the most.
Oh.
But Tennessee is right up there, number five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I think if we had more fans, then we'd be up there. Yeah.
Buffalo is number two. Of course, they have to drink a lot because they break tables.
Lessen the pain.
Yeah, they're kidding.
Waiting at a table. So there are two restaurants in Tennessee that made the New York Times best in the United States.
Mm.
But unfortunately, they're both in East Tennessee.
Oh.
Knoxville's J.C. Holdway, a Southern-inspired cuisine place. It has apparently flaky pork belly biscuits that are to die for. And then a little more upscale, it seems, Calliope in Chattanooga, Middle Eastern restaurant known for its falafel and blue marlin mahi-mahi.
All right. The newest Girl Scout cookies have been announced. They're called Explore Mores. And they're Rocky Road inspired.
Oh, like Rocky Road ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're gonna have chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond flavored creme.
All right.
So enjoy them. Per box for $8.
Yes, right. So they'll be unleashed in front of Kroger's everywhere in January. Our weekly celebration of unpopular opinions now. It's called If I'm Being Honest.
I gotta just throw this bomb out there right away. If I'm being honest, brunch is for drunk and lazy people.
Wrong.
They're like, we were going brunching. They had bottles and bottles of champagne. Mm-hmm. They had a vodka martini, and they had a Bloody Mary, and I think they had a cracker. It's like, why don't you just sit at home and just drink. Yeah. Or just keep your buzz going from the night before. You're drunk.
Just keep going. Yeah. You're never going to hang over. You just keep being drunk.
I love brunch. I love the food. I love the mimosas. I love brunch.
Okay.
So I know you're not drinking because you have a baby on the way.
But you're going to be making up for it later.
You're just lazy. Of the two people. Yeah.
Sure. Call me lazy. Fair enough.
I don't want to get up early enough for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make anything. I'm just going to stumble into some food.
Yeah, that works. If I'm being honest, every coffee is better than Starbucks.
Mmm.
I mean, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Dutch Bros, everybody's. But I hate the coffee at Starbucks because I like black coffee.
Well, you actually drink the coffee. You're not in it for all the other.
All the where you have a pound of ice cream and everything with just a touch of caffeine.
Right. The milkshake with a coffee splash.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Starbucks either, but I do love the consistency. I don't get consistency from Dunkin' Donuts or from Dutch Bros. Because I get like refreshers or like the more juicy, like fruity drinks.
Different kind of drinks.
And they're never consistently made the same. So
plus, I don't want to go into Starbucks and have to learn 4 different languages to tell them what size coffee I want.
That's true. Yeah. Just get me a medium.
I don't know. We don't say medium here.
Yeah. It's a grande.
We don't do that here.
So Linda sent us a message. She said, here's some lady for your, so if I'm being honest, segment. I guess this is a woman who traveled here to Nashville as a tourist with 2 children under 6 years old.
Mm.
Nashville has got to be the least kid-friendly city I have been to, and that's including Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New York City. You're going to love Nashville. Nashville is known for music. Well, lo and behold, there's not a lot to do. Literally by midweek, I was Googling parks, and parks in Nashville are literally little green squares of grass. Sorry, Nashville, you did not steal my heart.
Literally, little squares of grass.
Actually.
Yeah. I can't say I have to, take umbrage with that. We are not worse than Philadelphia.
Yeah. The things that she was complaining about, like, you're going to find the only park in New York is Central Park.
Yeah,
and nowhere can compete with that. But, like,
I think she's kind of light on the whole research thing. Who, with 2 kids under 6 years old, goes to Broadway and, like, I'm going to go honky-tonking. Hey, this isn't for kids.
Yeah.
No.
I was trying to bring my 4-year-old into, in front of the bars and go, I can't believe they wouldn't let him in.
It used to irritate me to no end when I was working downtown and seeing all the kids, like, either in strollers or these babies on Broadway. Like, first of all, put headphones on them. It's too loud.
Yeah.
Especially when you're walking by Kid Rock's. Second of all, they don't need to see. It's like walking down the strip in Vegas. Like, you don't need to, they don't need to see this.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I brought my kids to Bourbon Street in Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I can't believe
there
wasn't anything for children.
Yeah. All the beads thrown around, it hit him in the face. Duh.
Plus on Broadway, they're in the stroller that are just at the right length where people can bump into them with their lit cigarettes.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Or spill the cup of beer that they snuck out of the bar.
Yeah, I can't see why. That's not a wonderful experience for children.
Yeah.
Now, Gina, you are very pregnant, and you have a story about a woman who could be your spirit animal. This is pretty funny.
Maybe, yeah. I found this story. It says, furious mother squirted her boob at a woman who told her to move while she was breastfeeding because it was distracting her husband.
Oh.
So she's telling to the lady who's feeding her child, you're distracting my husband, so you should not be here.
Yeah, you need to move.
This.
Yeah. So she squirted her boob at her.
I love that.
Which I think is so savage, like so funny.
Extremely.
Yeah. But like, if you're offended, then you can leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'll definitely keep like everything covered. I'm not just going to like whip my boob out.
Well, you'd be discreet,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, I'll have a cover or whatever. That's more my thing. But breastfeeding is like a natural part of it all. So if you're like, if you feel uncomfortable, don't look.
Yeah. And give me the excuse that you're distracting my husband.
Right. Like, maybe give your husband blinders or get a new husband.
Yeah.
Like, I can guarantee you my husband would not be looking. He would feel so uncomfortable that he'd probably just leave to give the girl some privacy, He'd be like, I'm gonna go look at that tree over there.
Look at that tree.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stare at my feet.
Yes, like, look up at the sky. Oh, look at the bird.
But that was a pretty savage move to say, like, okay, well, what you're telling me is dumb, and here's a little squirt to tell you that.
Yeah.
Like, how that is. I wish I would have the confidence to be able to do that.
To weaponize it?
To just be like,
weaponize your breasts.
Yes, like how fun would that be to get someone's attention? Just like, yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
Only if you make that sound when you do it. Yeah. Once again, it's time for Gender Wars, proudly sponsored by Structure Group. We're assuming they're proud. They do remodeling indoor, outdoor. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, which is structuregroup.us. All right, we got Ann in White's Creek for the ladies. We got Kyle in Nashville for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's do a get acquainted question. Start with you, Ann. What's your favorite Disney movie?
It's Beauty and the Beast. I'm all about the free food and the huge library.
That's right. Talking clocks and all that stuff. What about you, Kyle? A Disney movie you just love?
Big Lion King fan.
Lion King.
All right.
Nice.
All right, very good.
You and a lot of the world.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest. All right. You each have a screw you can use if you need it.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice is how we start. And does Raybestos, do they make mufflers, spark plugs, or brakes for your car?
I'll go with spark plugs.
No. They make brakes.
Okay.
I had no idea, Ann, either. Yeah, that must be a boy question.
That's why it was a multiple choice
question.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, Kyle. Was Easy Breezy Beautiful the longtime slogan of Revlon, CoverGirl, or Lacome Cosmetics?
CoverGirl,
yes.
Yeah, wow. Good job.
All right.
Okay, you can bounce back with this one, Ann. In the NFL, each coach has a challenge flag. What color is it?
Yellow?
Not yellow.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's red. The red challenge flag.
Okay. Ooh. Kyle has a chance to take a big lead.
Mm.
Okay, Kyle. The long part of a wedding dress that drags on the floor is called the what?
Answer.
Some people are just pounding the dashboard saying, yeah, how does he not know?
It's a train.
It's the train.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that means you have a chance to tie it up if you get this one right.
Okay.
And the Creed movies are a spinoff of what other movie series?
Rocky.
Yes. All right, there you go.
That's correct. All right, it's all tied up. Kyle gets this one. He takes the win. If not, we go to overtime.
Kyle, what pop singer is one of the stars of Hulu's Only Murders in the Building?
I have no idea. Screw.
Okay.
Here's your chance, Ann. If you know it, you could take the game.
No, I can't remember her name.
No. Okay.
And that means Kyle used the screw successfully.
Yeah, we were looking for Selena Gomez.
Kyle is the winner.
Congratulations.
Thanks to both of you for playing Totally Hits 93.3.
I have to admit that I really, really love my girlfriend, Melissa. Mm-hmm. She knows me very well. Okay, yesterday at about 6:30 or so, we mentioned that there was going to be a Die Hard puppet show at TPAC. It's a celebration of my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Which just happens to happen at Christmas, but yes, not about Christmas.
It's not really a Christmas movie, but yes, it is at the same time.
Loosely fits the definition.
And I said, okay, they're doing it with puppets. It's going to be a reenactment, a Christmas carol with Die Hard puppets. And I mentioned that on the air like at 6:30 yesterday morning. And then I got home and my girlfriend was going like, oh, I got you one of your birthday presents. And it's going to be really cool. You're really going to like it. I said, no, well, don't tell me. And I said, I'm dying to tell you. I said, well, don't tell me. And then all of a sudden she mentions, yeah, it's a TPAC. And I went like, oh, is it the Die Hard Christmas puppet show? And she said, yes.
So she told you about a month before your birthday?
A month before my birthday. Yeah. You know, just so.
That's so sweet.
And I said, oh, my God, you know me so well. And she noticed I also ordered a Die Hard Christmas Hawaiian shirt.
Yes, it's great.
You
today.
Have a lot of dedication to this movie from 1988.
Yes.
You're wearing the shirt today.
Yes.
And you're going to see the puppet show based on it.
Yeah, which, in November.
Yeah. I mean, the way I think the people who originally made Die Hard said, you know,
eventually somebody will do this right and do it with googly eyes and felt.
Right, in puppets, yeah. And it also says for adults only, so apparently the puppets get randy, I guess.
Oh,
see, now yeah. It's like they designed it just for you.
Yeah.
Well,
I want naughty puppets.
Anybody who's a fan of the movie knows that Christmas doesn't start until Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi Plaza. I know, that's a little inside baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Tell that at the meetings. That's awesome.
All right, well, I'll just be happy in my own side. Okay. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Hump Day. How about a middle of the week Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbo, I'll go around the neighborhood.
I think we've all known somebody who keeps trying to have like a little boy or a little girl, and they keep having babies, and that gender never comes.
Yeah, say, help, try again.
Imagine waiting over 100 years for a girl to come into your family.
Oh.
That's the case of the Sherman family. I guess they live outside of Houston, and this firefighter and his wife learned that they were going to be having a baby daughter.
Ooh.
And it's the first girl born in his family in 108 years.
Wow.
So he's honored to be the first girl dad in over a century. The last woman that was born in his family was a great aunt in 1917.
Jeez. Wow.
That is really amazing.
So you think this little girl is going to get spoiled much?
Oh, my
a little
gosh.
Bit, yeah.
That's crazy. It's the year of the girl, I'm telling you. Like, all of my friends are having girls.
You're having a girl?
Yeah, I'm having a girl. It's the year of the girl.
Girls all are taking over.
Yes.
That girl power.
Yeah.
This mood boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Brentwood, Murfreesboro, and Berry Hill. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Wednesday. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. You have a special little girl with us.
I do. This is Mia. Mia is 5 years old and sweet as can be. She came to us from not a so great situation.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to our amazing vet team and amazing fosters, she is ready to find her forever home. And she is... she's a goofball. Like, she's very sweet and very cuddly, but she's definitely, you can see her like learning how to be a dog and her little personality coming out. And she wants to eat everything. She's very,
very food motivated.
Yes, which is a great thing because that means that she's very, you know, she's also very smart. So she's easy to train.
Yeah, she's been going through all the garbage cans where people
Yeah. So if you adopt Mia, put your garbage cans away.
Yeah. Put lids on them at least. Yes.
Yeah, she looks very healthy, and it's almost like she's living her puppy life because she wasn't able to, it sounds like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. That's a great way to put it. She is definitely kind of learning all of the things, but she knows how to sit. She walks great on a leash. I took her to the greenway. We walked around yesterday, but her nose is always to the ground looking for something to eat. It's very, very funny.
But she's a good size, so even if she's pulling on the leash, she's not going to really take you with her.
No. She's definitely, she's a good size. You can still walk her, but she's definitely, she would love like a safari. She needs somebody who can just take her out for a little safari and then come home, Netflix and chill, be on a couch. I mean, she's not that old. She's 5 years old, but she's been through a lot in her life. So she needs to just like, she needs good vibes, you know?
It's been a hard life.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs a little rest and relaxation.
Yes.
I love the sniffari. That's cute.
I know, me too. Like so where can people go to adopt her?
Nashville Humane. She's there sitting pretty in her kennel just waiting for you. So come on by. Her adoption fee is also sponsored by our friends at Pedigree.
Oh, wow.
So all all you have to do is just provide the love.
That's
very
great,
cool.
Which is so easy to do.
Yes.
So.
She is ready to go. You can check her out on the Woody and Jim Facebook page and also on TikTok. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane.
This morning was both terror and fear and then relief.
Okay.
As I'm at an intersection and I'm waiting to turn left, so I'm kind of in the far left turning lane.
Sure.
And all of a sudden the car behind me lights up with blue lights.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, oh, no. Like,
it's popo.
Where do I go? I can't turn off the road. I'm in the middle, kind of in this lane, right?
Ew.
So I just put my car in park and rolled my windows down, and the cop comes up and says, is there any reason why you're going over the limit and your lights are off? Keep in mind, it's still dark when we come in.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And I just said, no, I had no idea. I have no idea. No good reason. And he's like, all right, have a good day.
And he just runs. Like, oh. I was like, oh, great. Because I, like, as soon as he said it, I turned my lights on. Like, right, oh, gee, right. I thought they were on, but just, I guess, the running lights were on.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Instead of giving you a ticket, he just said, hey, fix this.
Yeah.
And go on with your life.
And probably realized, like, oh, this guy's just an idiot going to work. He's not some drunk coming home.
Right.
And
forgot to turn
lights
on. That's probably what he thought. Yeah.
When we come into work, it is a time with suspicious drivers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's very few. There's like bakery trucks, burglars, and drunks.
Yeah, exactly. I had that experience kind of not too long ago where I was at a stop sign or a stop light and it said no turn on red and there was nobody around. This is like at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking around like, there's nobody here. There's nobody here. So I turn right when it says I wasn't supposed to. And all of a sudden, the police pull me right over.
Oh, they were waiting.
And they come up to the car and I'm going, oh. And he, all of a sudden, he's about to get all my information and all that. And his walkie-talkie goes off with a... And he goes, oh, okay, have a good day, sir, bye. I went like, oh.
Oh, thankfully, really, something like, horrible happened somewhere else.
Yeah, like, I would have been like, is this really just to meet your quota? Like, you give me a ticket because I turned right when no one was coming? Like,
I think,
come on.
I think we all know. They just sit there and wait. Like, when nothing's going on.
Right.
It's near the end of the month.
Yeah. I'm sure they're bored, too, though. It's probably the end of the shift, and they're like, just, now I'm over it. Yeah. Way to go, guys.
Yeah. There's a service you could, do that where all of a sudden, somebody finds out that you've been pulled over, and then they go and, rob a bank for you so that the police leave your car.
Yes.
I like that.
And leave you alone.
Yeah.
If you've lived in Nashville for any length of time, you may have gone to a concert at Starwood. It closed in 2006. And then every year since then, they've announced, we are going to slate the Starwood area for a massive mixed-use redevelopment. Mm. And they do that every year when somebody else buys it. And
like
then it never happens.
25 years almost?
Jeez.
Of them saying the exact same thing? Yeah, we're going to do something with that thing of weeds.
We sure are. So, look for that very soon. And then they'll make the same announcement a year from now.
Cracker Barrel just says, we're just going to go back to, it was in the 70s where you could smoke in the restaurant. We're just throwing everything back. They are just canceling the entire remodel idea of Cracker Barrel. They got rid of the new sign. They got rid of the logo that they changed. And now they're just going to leave the restaurants the way they were.
Yeah. I guess they only redid 4 of the restaurants out of 600.
So are those going to stay or are they going to go back?
I don't know.
Yeah. I imagine the people that paid for that. Like, you should give us our money back.
Right. Jeez. Panda Fest is the nation's fastest growing outdoor Asian food and culture festival. It's coming to Nashville for the first time ever, October 24th through 26th at Fair Park. Mm. So you can get your tickets now. All the pictures that I've seen, everything looks so good and so cool. So definitely it's something that you want to check out.
Some kind of false advertising, though, because I don't think they're serving real panda.
You never know.
You should buy a ticket and complain to them in person.
That's right.
And I want to video it when you do it.
Yeah.
I want a panda burrito right now.
Panda.
Back tomorrow with Gender Wars and a bunch of other fun stuff. Also, we'll be talking to a comedian, Pat McGann, who's going to be at Zany's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of cool.
Really cool.
All right. So what are we doing today?
I am going to get a 4D ultrasound.
Ah.
So it's supposed to be like a little clearer and kind of like more, you can see more of her features and stuff.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. And yeah, technology has moved on so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah. So we'll get like a video of it and some like more colored pictures. It's still, it's like tan, so it's not like, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see her hair color or anything.
They haven't got that far yet.
No. But yeah, we're really excited. So, what about you?
I'm doing the same thing you're doing. Of course, we're going to be representing the Woody and Jim Show at the Sounds game tonight.
Yeah!
The Sounds, just a few games left in the season, and they're going to be taking on the Gwinnett Strippers. No, wait, is it Stripers?
Stripers.
No, I'm less excited about it now. And we'll be singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the 7th inning stretch. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Woody and Jim Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.